You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goal?
No.
With Dom and Jeremy?
No, we are not.
We were ready, and then the guy got cold feet and bailed.
What happened to him?
Right when the guys are sitting here with match point and could win the month,
the guy we got hung up,
and we lost him. So let's talk to Ashley, at least. We do need a dude. Ashley, I don't know, maybe you just are intimidating. Is that it?
You know, I'm not surprised.
You're like, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm very wise. Well, I guess we need a dude. We need a dude to call right now if you want to play. 303-691-1649.
Otherwise, the girls will just get the point by default. Ashley, what do you do?
I work for the government.
Doing what?
That's vague.
Healthcare.
Government healthcare. So what is your job? What do you do?
Honestly, medical reimbursement. So I research policies and treatments that we should cover.
Holy cow, that sounds so boring.
And then say no to everything, right? You just say no to everybody and everything. No, we're not covering that.
We're the good guys. We try and cover more.
Yes, we'll cover that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Color me skeptical, Ashley.
So that sounds so boring. What do you do for fun?
I play volleyball and, you know, enjoy Colorado. Dirt biking, everything.
Are you super tall?
No, I'm only 5'7", but.
You can still spike the hell out of it, huh?
Are you traditional volleyball, or are you more the beach volleyball type?
We play beach. Yeah, we play at the island. So
yeah, good for you.
I've been there.
No, good for you.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's starting to sound like golf and book club, where really it's just all about
drinking. That's all you do at the beach. Come on.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Boy, I sure hope your government insurance covers cirrhosis of the liver, Ashley. That's all I got to say.
Covered.
Done. No problem.
Hey, the girls could use a point today, because if you lose, the boys win the month. What do you think of that?
No.
Not going to happen.
Fair enough.
Not going to happen.
The guy who's going to try to win for the boys is Travis, who called in. Hi, Travis. Good morning.
Morning, fellas.
Hey, thanks for stepping up and not being a chicken like the last guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Travis is like, I'm here to play. He's rolling his sleeves up as we speak. Listen, you can hear him rolling those sleeves.
He's got a flannel shirt on a 90-degree day.
Right.
What's your line of work, Travis?
I am heading off to clean some gutters, boys.
Nice.
All right. You ever fallen off a ladder?
Oh, God.
Negative.
That's good. Don't make that a habit. Is this your business or for somebody else?
Yep. No, this is mine.
It's Gutter Travis.
Huh. How many gutters a day do you think you clean on average?
I've been averaging probably 6 a day.
What do you charge?
For a
average,
let's say a Highlands Ranch house, $150.
All right, so it's a nice $800 to $1,000 day for you.
Well, Uncle Sam makes sure that I don't get all.
Yeah, but in general,
well, sure,
you can make $1,000
bucks
a day.
That's true with everybody.
You doing this 5 days a week?
Are you paying somebody else, or is it just you?
Right now, it's just me.
5 days a week.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good income, buddy.
Yeah, this summer has been abnormal. Yeah.
Well, we've had a lot of rain, so people are realizing that their gutters are full of crap.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
My neighbor had that issue, and the gutter was overflowing, and it was flowing right into his window well for his basement.
Ugh.
And he went down to his basement, and he's like, it looked like a fish tank. He's like, it filled up like halfway on the window.
That's why you got to call Travis.
How many times I've seen that happen this summer alone?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. So thank you for that work, Travis.
Thank you for risking life and limb. All right, here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Travis some questions that women probably, in general, more likely to know the answer to. Jeremy will ask Ashley some questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize and we'll get the point. And if we're tied after three questions, We play sudden death overtime, and we alternate who goes first. Not only do the boys have match point, but they have the advantage today because they're going first. Travis, are you ready for me?
I was born ready.
All right, let's find out. Let's find out, big talker. In the classic love story, Ghost, what star plays the ghost in love with Demi Moore?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
You're right, man. That's right. He was right. He's born ready.
Get you some of that ghost loving. You know what I'm talking about. May he rest. Right.
May he rest. Over to Ashley we go.
All right, Ashley. Who was the voice of Mario in the recent Super Mario Brothers movie?
Oh, God.
It's not God.
Not God.
Hurry, take a guess.
I just watched it.
Did you? Such a good movie. That's Chris
Why?
Pratt. Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Why?
Chris Pratt.
Why?
Why?
That's what I said. Why?
Dom.
90 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
Oh,
Ashley.
It's such a good movie.
Travis, for a 2-0 lead, how many? I'll give you multiple choice even. How many tablespoons are in a standard stick of butter? 8, 10, or 12?
8 of them.
That's a... That's right. Did you say 8 of them, Dominic? Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
That is correct. There are
all
8.
Right.
And my name is Dominic. Okay. Ashley, it has come down to this. You need this just to even stay alive. If you miss it, here's what's going to happen. Travis is going to get the point. Travis is going to get the prize. And Travis is going to sing We Are the Champions because the boys will have taken the month. That's the pressure on you. And even if you get it, he'll still have another chance to win it in regulation.
Things are not looking good for you.
No, they're not.
Smashley. Are you a Will Ferrell fan?
Yes.
Legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy was the lead TV anchor for what West Coast city?
San Diego.
Correct.
Stay classy.
Stay classy.
The Whales.
Yes. You don't say it. Don't say it. What it means.
I did it.
Okay.
I didn't. Travis, to win the game, if you miss it, Ashley will have a chance to send it into overtime. Joe Jonas, you heard of him?
Yes.
He married actress Sophie Turner. She's best known for what TV series?
Game of Thrones.
And the game is over!
Ashley.
What are you going to do, Ashley?
That question, boys.
Come on. He was 3 for 3. What are you going to do?
Game of Thrones.
Come on, Joe Jonas.
Don't be mad. Don't be all butthurt because you lost.
Come on. Just, you know, go play volleyball, drink a few beers.
You'll
it'll
be
all
fine.
Good.
Pick the sand out of your crack and move on with your life.
Yeah. But before you go, Spike girl, are you ready for your medicine?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
Boys rule.
There you
Boys
go.
Boys rule today.
You're fun to talk to, though.
Yeah, call Thanks. Us anytime.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm not so sure she wasn't drinking this morning.
I know. She's a little giggle box.
Travis, are you ready to sing We Are the Champions?
I am ready, although I was going to ask you, can I do a Goo Goo Doll song instead? Or does it have to be We Are the Champions?
What Goo Goo Doll song?
What do you want to sing?
Well, I'd give up forever to touch you.
Are you hitting on me right now?
God, Travis.
Maybe.
Just saying.
The champions, my friend.
Keep going.
And keep on fighting till the end.
All right, here comes the chorus.
We are the champions.
We are the champions. No time for losing, because we are the champions.
Of Boys Against the Girls. Good job, Gutter Boy.
Yeah.
That was really good. Now give him the Touch Me song. Or Touch You. Sorry.
I will play for you.
Do you know the lyrics to that? Give me a couple more.
Because I know that you feel me somehow.
That's
about all I know.
Okay, well.
Well, how about if we play the whole thing for you? Is that cool?
We'll do the better version.
Fair enough.
You're a goof, Travis. Hold on. Don't go away, okay? I think he has fallen off that ladder, and I think he's landed right on his head. That's what I think.
His brain is goo-goo.
Boys Against the Girls brought to you by Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. And the boys have won a month for the first time since March.
Oh, Lord.